We'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off, I believe, towards the end of Halacha Dalid. Does that sound correct? Afapishitkiya Shofar? Yeah? Okay. So let's actually begin. So remember again, the Rambam wrote that even though Tkiya Shofar, again, is Gzeres HaKosev, Torah just simply tells us that we're supposed to blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Nevertheless, the Rambam right that there's remez yeshbo. There's a remez. There's a scriptural allusion to it. There's a deeper metaphoric message to it as well. And he quoted the Uru Yishinim, the concept of waking up. So let's begin by the two dats. Lefichach tzarech kol adam shira atzma kol hashanah kula ki ilu chetziv. We actually read this. Chetziv chayiv, chetziv zakas. Let's skip down a little bit. So right, therefore, a person always has to view themselves as literally always hanging in the balance, and by extension, the world hanging in the balance, and everything that I do, or anything that I do, ultimately could shift not only the personal balance, but the universal balance as well. Because of this, that's why there is a concept that all of Klal Yisrael takes the opportunity to engage in more, to increase their tzedakah, to increase their acts of kindness, to engage in mitzvahs from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur more than the rest of the year. And of course, again, you know, that's why we even do some peculiar things during our Aseres Mitzvah. Like, for example, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that even those who are not careful with Pas Yisrael, right, even those, again, who might not always be medaktik in making sure to eat, you know, bread or baked items that are dafka pastral, meaning obviously everyone eats kosher, but the idea is Pas Yisrael is a separate halacha where the baking process has the active involvement of a Jew. Shulchan Aruch says during Aseres Mitzvah, a person should eat Pas Yisrael. And, you know, the obvious question always was, it almost sounds like, you know, you're not trying to pull the wool over God's eyes. You know, that suddenly look I'm so from. But the idea of this Ram says, again, during this time, because we realize that everything is in the balance, we just try to do whatever we can to be able to tilt the balance in our favor, including little things. We'll say, Pas Yisrael, whether or not that's going to shift someone's day or not shift someone, the idea is it's something easy that I can do that puts an additional mitzvah, puts an additional observance on my side of the scale. No, it's not going down. It shows I'm trying harder. I'm just trying to, you know, there are times in life where by definition no one always puts in 110% effort. It's just the cloud godel of people. There are times when we have to put in 110% effort. That's the Aseres Mitzvah. The point over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that I'm trying to do more. I'm trying to tilt the scales. It doesn't reflect, during the rest of the year, I'm not trying as hard. That's just the reality of the human condition. It's not bad. Else, it is bad. But it's just the reality.
You're just reminding yourself why you don't do it the rest of the year.
I'm sorry?
You're just reminding yourself why you don't
do it. Why don't you do it the rest of the year?
You have something to strive for.
It might not be as good.
That is true. Your serial selection is maybe a little bit less. So the Ram goes on. Menogu kulam lakum balayla basar yom ilu. And again, and people get up that night during these 10 days, or the hispalba babate knesios, b'divrei tachnunin, v'divrei kibushin, ad sheir hayom. So it's actually very interesting as well, that the Rambam only seemed to have slichos during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, which is very interesting. So again, which is of course interesting even for Ashkenazim, because we started to before, but it's even more interesting for Sfardim, right? Again, for all of Chodesh Elul. So it's interesting. So I don't know when historically Sfardim started, but clearly the Rambam didn't. Right? The Rambam said, Slichos during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Let's look at Halacha Hey. B'shar sheshoklin avonos adam im zichu Yosef. And we'll say, again, this yisod ultimately of trying to go ahead and tilt the scales is such an important yisod. Because as we said on Friday, this whole concept is that a person is supposed to realize that what they do matters. That's what I do or what I don't do has an impact, and that we don't just exist in a vacuum where our actions are meaningless. Every single thing we do, every single thing we don't do, ultimately has ramifications and implications, not just on ourselves, but on the world around us as well. When a person's averos are weighed or are measured against his mitzvos, V'lo sheni, elo mishli shivelech. So it says a very interesting halacha. So at a time when a person's averos are measured against his mitzvos, when are a person's averos measured against his mitzvos? So v'pashtos, every single year, Rosh Hashanah. Right? At the time when ultimately I'm being judged. So how does divine judgment work? It's very interesting. So in mechashan alav, tchilas avon shechata b'v'lo sheni, elo mishli shivelech. You are not held accountable for the first two acts of sin, but rather it's only the third sin and on for which you are held accountable. Now, don't get excited. This doesn't pave the way for experimentation, right? Because obviously anything you do intentionally, you're held accountable for doing intentionally. But the idea, I'm sorry, two free passes, right? But that's what I'm saying is you do get two free passes. But what he's saying over here is that in the ultimate calculation or measurement of sin, ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the third sin and on. He says, "V'imnimtzu avonosav." Now listen to this. "Imnimtzu avonosav mishlishe ve'elech merubin alzuchu yosav." So if it turns out that a person has more averos than mitzvos, meaning even when God doesn't count the first two, but it still turns out that I have more averos than mitzvos, then osan shnei ha'avonos mitstarfin v'donin osu alakol. We'll say, so again, the way this calculation worked, now the Rambam over here, this is not the Rambam's own ideas. The Rambam here is pretty much just quoting the Gemara. So the Gemara seems to say the following. That when a person commits an Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu attributes the first two acts, the first two sins, the first two commissions of sin, to be almost like accidental. To be accidental, a person didn't mean it, the person didn't want it, the person would rather not have this, but from the third act on, you're held accountable when the sins are weighed, when the averos are weighed against the mitzvos. So again, lemaisa, we're only counting from sin three and on. But if it turns out that even from sin three and on, there are more averos than mitzvos, at that point in time, the first two are heaped back on. Yes, Baruch Vashem.
So I assume you're talking about two different averos, the same averos. Twice.
No, he's talking about the same Avera. Correct, the same Avera. Let's say I am a habitual offender, and so I go ahead and I've committed the same Avera, which you should want to say, we all know, generally, that's our weakness. It's not, people, you know there are some people that like to engage in, you know, sin diversification. You know, they like to have a balanced sin portfolio. You know, they like to have a little bit of everything. But the truth is, for most of us, we struggle. Our struggles in life seem to be in the same area. And so that's the Gemara over here is talking about. So it's not the pshat that I'm usually committing 100 averos. I'm usually committing, like, a couple of ones that I've become very good at over the years, right? So those are the areas of weakness. So the Rambam is saying over here that Lamaisa, you're only held accountable for number three and on, but, however, again, that only works if it turns out that the mitzvos then outweigh the averos. But if even after counting from three and on, the averos outweigh the mitzvos, I'm held accountable retroactively then for the first two as well.
One from column A, two from column B.
Yeah, that's the goal, not to do that. I'm sorry?
The rationale is very different.
There is no rationale. This is the cheshbon of the Ribono Shel Olam. Right, the Gemara quotes Gemara Maseches Yuma. The Gemara there quotes Psukim. The Gemara, he says, Pei Vav Amud Beis. So the Gemara quotes over here the Pasek Shnemar Hein Kol Eli Yifal El Shalosh. So Pei Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes all the Psukim. The Rambam just cuts out the Psukim, gives you the bottom line.
It shows your ultimate intention once you do the third time.
100% correct. Obviously, three is not a random number. Three is chazaka. So the idea is the first two, you could say, you know what, it's an aberration. It's a blip on the radar. But at the end of the day, third time ultimately represents chazaka. But even then, you see, the interesting part is, so you would have thought that after, see, I would have thought, the Gemara would have said, the Rambam would have said, is that after three, you've shown that this is your behavior, the first two should count. But the rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that even at that point, the first two still don't automatically count. The only time the first two count is if at the final weighing, even though God leaves off the first two, there are still more averos than mitzvos, then at that point, the first two are put back on. So it's interesting. The first two don't automatically get put back on, unless, of course, the final weighing, I'm so clear in the red. So remember again that goes to the general idea. In general, The Gemara says that that if person who says echta, echta, Yom Kippur mechaper, right? Or echta ve'es tshuva. Anytime a person sins with the, it doesn't work. With the intention that Yom Kippur is going to take care, I'm going to do tshuva. That doesn't work. So hopefully you've gotten out of your system whatever you got out of your system before you saw this halacha. Right, so now, so listen to this. This is so beautiful. But if it turns out that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu weighs the mitzvos against the averos, that it turns out, not counting the first two averos, that my mitzvos are more than my averos, then what? Listen to this. Ma'avirin kol avonos of rishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away ma'averos one by one. Why? Listen to this incredible chat. Lefi shashlishi nechshav rishon, shekvar nimchalu ashnayim, v'chin harevi, harehu rishon, shekvar nimchala shlishi, v'chin ad sofan avos. So listen to how beautiful this is. Because if it turns out that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's say, God weighs my deeds, and it turns out I have more mitzvos than averos. So what happens? Therefore, again, remember, the first two are not counted at all. Then what happens? The third one ultimately becomes like the first, because remember, the first two have now been forgiven. Therefore, again, I will say, what happens anytime you have the first two averos? What always happens to the first two? The first two are always wiped out. So therefore, if my mitzvos outweigh my averos, the first two are wiped out, which then makes what? Three and four, again, one and two. Then they're wiped out. Then five and six become one and two. They're wiped out. And the averos become wiped out one by one by one. But again, that's only in the situation where the mitzvos ultimately, again, outweigh the averos. When is this true? Biyochid, with an individual. Shene emar. Hein kol eli yifal. El pam sholoshim gever. Aval atzibor. Tolin lahen avon rishon sheni ushlishi. But I will say, for a tzibur, is different. For a tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspends judgment through the third avera. Shene emar, al shloshe pishe Yisrael ve'al arba'o lo ashivenu. U'kishe mechashu lahen al derazah, mechashu lahen merevi ve'elach. Therefore, I will say, the tzibur is only held accountable from the fourth commission of the sin and on. Alright, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up a mirror session tomorrow with the Bein Onim.
Bernie is making orders for two cheeseburgers only.